This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الصاد dedicates this surah to a principle and a theme and an objective that is important in the life of the Muslim. And that is that it speaks about the concept and the importance and the worthiness of patience in the life of the Muslim. But it speaks about it from a particular angle and point that I want to share before you in this brief khutbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah by mentioning an incident that took place in the early Meccan days of the life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims at the Meccan in the early Meccan days were suffering from persecution and from torture and from oppression. Their life was extremely difficult. And the Meccans were pressurizing them and various means that they were using in order to subject upon them different types of transgression and oppression. The situation was becoming desperate. Desperate for the Muslims, but also desperate for the Quraysh, because they could see that their society was fragmenting, that people were taking up this religion, that they were following our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and heeding his call to the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so they came one day, a group of their chieftains and their leaders, they gathered in the house of Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they said to him that your nephew has caused our community to be split. He's caused our weak and our slaves to rise up against us. He split our families and our community. And so you have to stop him or we will take matters into our own hands. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, was extremely close to his uncle Abu Talib. And Abu Talib, despite not being a Muslim, was a defender and a protector by Allah's permission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But these were the leaders of Quraysh, their chieftains, their nobles. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called by his uncle to his house with those leaders still gathered there, and they said to him, or he said to him, "Oh my nephew, these men, these people here are the leaders of our tribes. They are the people of Quraysh that are their leaders, and they've come with a complaint. All of them agree. All of them are united in this complaint, and that is that your call, your message, your religion, it's causing us divisions and problems and disunity. So they want you to stop. If you want to believe in it, you believe in it. But don't call to it, don't preach it, don't spread it amongst others." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in some of those narrations found in the book of Tafsir, he said in reply, "Oh my uncle, all I want from them is that they say a single statement, and by it, they will become the leaders of the Arabs and the non-Arabs. Just by saying one thing, Allah will give them leadership and honor, not only over the Quraysh and the Arabs around them, but it will extend beyond their borders, beyond their peninsula to the non-Arabs." Abu Jahl, when he heard this, he said, "If it's just that easy that I say one thing and I become a leader of the Arabs and non-Arabs, I will say 10 things. I will say 10 times its like." What is that statement? He said to him, "Just say La ilaha illallah." But the Arabs understood what that meant. The Arabs understood the significance of that statement, that it would mean that they would have to abandon their idols and abandon their shirk and abandon the gods that they worship besides Allah. They would have, as we know, just in and around the Kaaba, 360 idols that they worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, let alone the idols that they had in their homes and on their roads and in their marketplaces and the small idols that they would keep on their persons and in their pockets when they would travel. It would mean abandoning all of that. Their practices of jahiliyyah and their call to other than the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understood the call of la ilaha illallah better than some Muslims understand it today, who will say la ilaha illallah, but they will still go and worship someone at their grave, still make dua to other than Allah, still take an oath in other than Allah's name, still slaughter and sacrifice to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. They understood what it meant. And so when they understood that, they refused and they rejected. He didn't ask them for money, didn't ask them for influence, didn't ask them for fame, didn't ask them for anything except that they believe in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they responded and they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Has he made and taken all of our gods and turned them into a single god? That's a strange concept. It's a strange thing to them. And that's why when they left the house of Abu Talib, as Allah relates, they said to one another, أَنِمْشُوا وَاصْبِرُوا عَلَى آلِهَتِكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ يُرَادٌ. They said as they were leaving one another, they said to one another, encouraging each other, be patient upon that which you are upon. Be patient upon what? Upon their shirk and upon their kufr and upon their paganism and their idolatry. They were telling each other to be patient upon misguidance and falsehood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning this opening passage of the surah, he says to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, اصبر على ما يقولون. You be patient upon what you are upon and against that which they say against you. If they're willing to be patient upon their kufr and their shirk and their disbelief, are you and I and the people of Tawheed not more worthy of being patient upon the truth and guidance? People are patient upon all sorts of things. People are patient upon their evil and their misguidance. People are patient because they want money and wealth. People are patient because they want power and influence. People are patient and they sacrifice because of the fame that they so desire in the dunya. And Allah gave to you and I Islam. Allah gave to us Iman. Allah gave to us guidance. Allah gave to us the Quran. Allah gave to us the Sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Are we not more worthy of showing patience than people that are upon falsehood? So Allah Azza wa Jalla instructs this ummah. If others can be patient upon when they're seeking from the dunya, what is it that you're seeking? What is it that you want? What is your goal and objective? And if it is something which is more worthy, more precious, more valuable than what the others seek from the dunya, then surely you should have more patience in seeking that also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rest of this surah will give to us examples of patience from the lives of the prophets and from other than that. Examples of patience in different scenarios and how it works in different situations. And there are many of them because it's a long surah. You don't have the time to go through all of them, but I wanted to share with you two very quickly. Two things that you can do that will help you to keep that patience, to put things into perspective. Two things that if you can adopt them, they are from the prophetic methodologies of how to show patience in adversity. The first of them is the first example that Allah Azza wa Jal then gives to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this surah. He says, اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيد إنه أواب. Be patient upon that which they say concerning you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember the example of our servant Dawood alayhi salam. Innahu awwab. He was one of strength, dhul aid, had power and strength. But what strength and power did he have? What is the strength and power that Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to emulate him in? Was it the strength and power of physical prowess, of muscles, of being strong physically and in his body? No. Innahu awwab. He was a man who continuously, consistently, regularly turned to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a power, it is a strength, it is an endurance of worship. There was no one or very few like the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam when it came to his ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in what is collected in the Sahihain of Al-Bukhari and Muslim in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that when he wanted to fast continuously every single day and spend every single night awake in salah because he felt that he had the power and the strength to do so, the Prophet told him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُودِ وَأَحَبُّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صِيَامُ دَاوُودِ. كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثه وينام سدسه وكان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. There is no prayer, optional prayer that is more beloved to Allah than the optional prayer of Dawood. No any optional fasting that is more beloved to Allah than the optional fasting of Dawood. He would spend the first half of the night asleep, then spend the next third awake, then the last sixth asleep again. And he would fast one day, and he would miss one day. That is what the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, he praises Dawood alayhi salam. Because one of the ways that you have to gain patience, or one of the best methodologies in order to help you to gain that patience, is the frequent remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his worship. These acts of worship that you do, that sometimes we think are easy or insignificant, or they're light, or they don't have a big impact, we sometimes don't understand their value and their importance. The Quran that you read, the adhkar that you make, the du'as that you recite in the morning and the evening, all of these acts of worship when you come to the masjid and you pray your nafal prayers or your tahiyyatul masjid and all of these other acts of worship. These are things that are extremely powerful. And if you can develop regular habits, you can make them a consistent part of your routine, then it is something which will give you strength. And that is why our sharia, our sunnah, the example of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shows to us the importance of these small acts of worship. From the moment that you wake up, you begin with the remembrance of Allah and his name. Until the moment that you sleep, you end with the name of Allah and his remembrance once again. And in every single part of the day, every action that you perform, even akramakum Allah, when you go out into the bathroom and come out, it is Allah's name that you remember, Allah's pardon and forgiveness that you seek. And when you eat and when you drink, and as you enter and leave the masjid, or you enter your home and you leave it, and as you travel or you return, every single moment there is something that you can say that is from the remembrance of Allah. And that will give you strength and it will give you power. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. And because of his recitation of his psalms, the zabur that Allah gave to him, and the ibadah that he would make, Allah Azza wa Jal praises him many times in the Quran. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah says that he and his household were a people of gratitude. What is the gratitude of their family? It is the continuous worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you find difficulty, adversity, challenge, one of the ways to remember the favors of Allah is to remember Allah himself. You remember Allah in the name of Allah, and it gives you strength, gives you the ability to endure, gives you patience, that even when others are opposing you, the enemies to you, then you remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you remember the blessings of Allah, and you remember the great favor of Allah upon you that he gave to you Islam and guidance, and how you are more worthy to be patient upon that when others are being patient upon that which is less. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an wa sunnah wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima feehima min al-ayati wal hikmah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li jami'il muslimin min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Very quickly, the second example that I want to put before you is another example that Allah Azza wa Jal gives in this surah of another prophet of Allah, and this time it is the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, the son of Dawood alayhi salam. And the example of the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam is one of sacrifice, but sacrificing that which is halal and permissible, sacrificing from the luxuries and the comforts of the dunya, because sometimes those luxuries and comforts that are permissible, in and of themselves, they distract you from that which is more worthy. They distract you from patience. They distract you from remembering Allah's favors or being engaged in that first aspect that we mentioned, which is the worship and the remembrance of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِذْ عُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتُ الْجِيَادِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ رُدُّوهَا عَلَيَّ فَطَفِقَ مَسْحًا بِالسُّوقِ وَالْعَنَاقِ. The Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, according to many of the scholars of tafsir, he was one day watching a parade of the horses that he would use for war and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that parade of horses, because of how busy he was with it, he missed the time of his prayer in which he would usually worship his Lord. And as the time elapsed and then he realized the error that he had made, he asked that they should be, according to some of the scholars of tafsir, slaughtered. in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even those things were permissible. And he saw that it was something which was good in and of itself, but when it distracted him from Allah's remembrance, from Allah's patience, from Allah's remembrance, from Allah's worship, he found that this is something which is therefore going to detract from his ability to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes your remembrance of Allah, your worship of Allah, seeking knowledge, reading Quran, nawafil, it's because of the distractions that you have around you. To lessen them, to limit them, to control them. It's one of the ways that you increase in patience and remember what is more important and put things into perspective. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as is collected in the hadith in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad, that you will not leave something for the pleasure of Allah except that Allah azza wa jal will give you something better in its place. You leave something which is permissible, something which is halal, something which you can enjoy, but you leave it because it detracts from something which is more worthy. And because of that sacrifice, Allah Azza wa Jal gives to you strength, Allah Azza wa Jal gives to you patience. And that was the example of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of his time, from the moment that he woke up until the moment that he slept, every day, every week, every month, all of it was engaged in goodness, in righteousness, in spreading the religion of Islam, in benefiting and helping others. These are two of the ways in which you can increase in patience and hold on to that from the examples that Allah gives to us of the prophets in the Quran. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He endows us with that patience, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength and fortification to keep strong upon our iman. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.